Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with Angela Hathaway, Love Lately. Have I told you I love you lately? Come true. Good morning, good morning. You're tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. Recognizing that love is the only choice. And as we tune in to that inner space, being intentional about the breath. Family, there's power in the breath. I want to remind you, sometimes we forget to breathe. And as we tune in to that one love, that one space where love is all there is, recognizing that this spirit that is known by many, many names on this line, we call it God, recognizing that there's not a spot that our God is not everywhere present. And so as we move into that space, intentional about breathing, and I want to remind you to breathe in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. And remember to breathe into the heart, deep into the diaphragm, remembering that breath. There's power in the breath. And when we breathe, family, let's breathe deep. And so today, I want you to know that there's so much power in the breath, that every time we breathe intentionally deep, that we release toxins that are in our body, family. I want you to be still. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still, family. Know that I am that I am God. Breathe. And release. And let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe and release. Just breathe, family. Knowing that there is power dear Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, I come before you today asking you to come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our mind. And return every thought to its highest vibratory thoughts, that we can only think your thoughts, Holy Spirit. Come, God, and anoint these thoughts and bring forth a fresh anointing. Fresh wineskins, new oil today, God. I'm asking you, fresh oil, new wineskins. I'm asking you to come and let every word of my mouth, God, and every meditation of my heart, God, come from that higher, beloved I am space right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak. Holy Spirit, let me speak to somebody's mind today, God. Let me speak to somebody's heart today, God. come and take over this call as I remove all of myself, Holy Spirit, and come empty, allowing this vessel to be used by the very presence of all that my higher mind and beloved I am, that I am present. Come, Holy Spirit, come and anoint this life. Come and bless and anoint this day, God. Bring a fresh anointing for this day, God, as we open our hearts in gratitude to say thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for another day. Thank you for the gift of this present day. To be intentional, God, as I come before you, Holy Spirit, asking you to allow the souls of my gold to manifest themselves right now, God, that my pleasure, Holy Spirit, will be my GPS, God, that my joy deep down in my soul will be my guiding post, God, that you will come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint every area of our lives today, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come, God, and bring forth a fresh anointing over our lives right now, God. Bless our marriages right now, God. Bless our relationships right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and bless our body temples right now. Oh, come and return our every cell in our body to its highest vibratory energetic expression, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, that we may only show up as you. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint our careers, God. Bless and anoint our businesses, God. Bless and anoint our place of business today, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come and anoint our hands that everything we touch turn to gold, God. Platinum gold, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our feet that everywhere we tread our feet will be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to bring forth those fresh ideas and let them be manifested through us. Bring forth an innumerable company of angels, God, that they will help us manifest what you have downloaded into our spirit this morning, God. Come, God, and let us hear a word from you right now, God, in the consciousness, in the name, and in the nature of all that is you this morning, I say. And so it is. Bless and anoint each and every person under the sound of my voice. Come, God. Let this be a manifested, blessed, wonderful, wow kind of day, God. Thank you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning to all the amazing energy in the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers, the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning, Father Sky, Mother Nature, Mother Earth. The flowers, the trees, the birds, the bees, the plants, the soil, the animals, and all the energy. As we invite and invoke and say good morning to our angels, good morning, angels. Come, archangels, good morning as we invite and invoke our archangels, and good morning to our ascended masters as we say good morning and invite and invoke their presence. Good morning to our spirit guides, our master guides, and all the unseen forces in the universe. We say good morning, good morning, good morning, and invite your presence into this call. We also stop each Monday through Friday to say thank you, ancestors, to honor the divine ancestors, those who have walked this planet before. And as I stand here as one, I come as many, thanking my many ancestors, honoring my mom, who was the vehicle that was used to transport me into Earth. Good morning, Mom. Miss Anastasia McAdoo, Miss Colette Grant, and all of your ancestors that are on this line as we speak their names in our heart. Also, recognizing our unknown ancestors. And as we pour libations in honor of those who have walked this journey, we say thank you, thank you, Thank you. Good morning, ancestors. And we send love into those who will come behind us. Thanking God for this opportunity to come together in one mind and one spirit to send love into those who will walk this planet after us. Thanking God that the work we do, the prayers of our life today will be the blessings of those who will walk the planet tomorrow. That the work we're doing today is a game changer in the lineage of those. We send love and to our descendants this morning. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, my kings and queens. Good morning, my goddesses and gods. Good morning, my millionaires and billionaires. Namaste, family. The love and light in me wants to honor the love and light in you. The God goddess in me honors the God goddess in you this morning. And of all the places you could have been, you chose to stop your journey, start your journey right here with me. You know, Reverend, like I always say, how we start our day is how we're going to live our day, right? How we start our day. And so today, as we start our day in prayer and love and praise and just giving honor and gratitude to the very essence of our being. And so in this right now moment, I want you to stop. And I want you to give thanks for the very being of you. You see, of all the many expressions, walking embodiments of the Most High, there's no two that are alike. You see, I want you to give thanks that you are the gift to the planet. I want you to give thanks today that nobody can do what you can do in the way that you can do it. Come on, Holy Spirit, just give thanks to the very mere presence of you, as you honor and give praise and give thanks, beautiful gift called you this morning. Yes, you. You are the gift. You see, when the Creator did this thing, of all the things that God created, when God has looked at the creation called you, it took a little more pride. And it took all of itself and placed it inside of you. It said, ooh, good and very good. And of all the things I created, that creation called you. And God took all of itself and God has placed itself inside of you and said, ooh, I'm going to send it to the planet. And sent this forth so that you can walk this journey knowing that nobody can do what you've been called to do. So say thank you. Thank you, God, for creating me. Thank you, God, for creating me in a fashion as a walking embodiment, as an expression of you this morning. Come on, thank God for your presence. Now, of all the things we pray for, sometimes we forget to thank God for the blessing called me, for the blessing called you. Today, give thanks for that blessing called you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I'm just so grateful for the gift called me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's just a beautiful thing to know that you are so amazing. You are the gift. You are the joy, the light of the apple of beloved I am present. And so, again, I thank you for being here. You are tuned in to the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to start off with a song by Diane Reeves, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about confidence. Let's talk about confidence today. Diane Reeves.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is.
Maybe.
Things don't always go the way you planned it. But I believe God and time are synonymous. And through time, God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention.
Pay attention.
Testify
about the love, about the light, and the glory.
Testify.
so much.
Ooh, I just love that song. Good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, a Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And I want to let you know that was Diaries Testify. You know, sometimes we got to embrace that part of us that's hard to embrace into it, extend into love, just turn into love, family, that self-love, that love experience. You know, it's so interesting that the very simple things in life is the very most complicated things for us to do, which is to turn into that self-love. So I just want to remind each and every one of you, I hope that you did your self-care plan this weekend. I want to thank, we had about 25 people who honored the request to put their self-care plan together. I had a few calls, I had some emails, and I had some texts. And yes, people are honoring themselves by putting their own self-care plan together. This should be something we do each and every day to ritualize, to honor the divine presence known as you. You see, remember, life is a gift, but it's what you do with that gift that becomes a gift back to God. You see, it's the gift that you are. And even if you just, if your self-care plan is just to simply just to stop and be still and to breathe in gratitude for the gift called you, something as simple as that to start, to just be in recognition and honor of your heart and hear what the heart is leading you to do. What is the soul urging, calling you into this planet? You see, I've learned a long time ago that an acorn knows exactly that it grows into an oak tree. It knows that. And nothing can, no doubts, no limitations, nothing stops the acorn from knowing that it's an oak tree. Even in this acorn state, I was told that if you look at an acorn under the microscope, it looks like an oak tree. Why am I telling you this story? Because I want to remind you that every cell in your body, every part, every molecule, every atom knows what it came to the planet to become. But what are you conditioning your cells to believe right now? Because the cells hear every thought you think. Come on, somebody needs to hear it. Your cells know what you think, and your cells will express your thoughts. If you have self-hatred, oh, it'll show up in the cells of your body, your molecules and the atoms. It shows up. Self-love will show up. So I want to remind you today, I want you to hear this story about Ashley Graham. It's about a 5-minute clip. And then we're going to come back and talk more about self-love, confidence. What is the soul urging of your life? What is the journey of your own soul? What did it come to represent as God? What is it trying to emerge right now through you as you? And what are you in the way of? This is Ashley Graham. You tuned into The Love Journey. And she's going to tell you a little bit of her story.
You are bold. You are brilliant. And you are beautiful. There is no other woman like you because you are your own kind of woman. These are the affirmations that I give myself every morning to remind myself of who I am, to remind myself of what I've overcome, to remind myself of my worth and the woman I am in 2016. I felt freed once I realized I was never going to fit a narrow mold that society wanted me to fit into. And I understood that perfection and fashion don't go hand in hand. It's true. I honestly love my cellulite, my rolls, the inner part of my thighs that jiggle and touch. It's gorgeous. My name is Ashley Graham, and I am a model, designer, and body activist. Thank you. Goodbye. Over the last 15 years, I've come to the conclusion that there is no one perfect body, because I, like you, possess a wonderfully unique and diverse physique. See, the fashion industry, it has told me that I'm plus size. It's boxed me into something that has labeled me because of the number inside of my pants. See, this is really actually interesting, and a lot of people don't know this, but plus size fashion actually starts at a size 8, and it goes up to a size 16, 18 for a working model. And the average size American woman is a size 14. So hold up, wait a minute. The majority of this room is a size 14, so you're plus size. How do you feel to be categorized? How do you feel to be put inside of a box because of the number inside of your pants? I didn't like it either. We need to start looking beyond the exterior of a woman, and we need to start looking at her for what she's doing, who she is, and for her to be a role model in 2016. My career, it all kind of began when I was 12 years old. I was in a mall in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I was scouted. Somebody just came up to me and said, hey, you want to be a model? At 13, I was signed with a major modeling agency, and I was traveling the world shooting amazing campaigns. At 17, I graduated high school, and while most 17-year-olds are going off into their escapades of college, mine took place in the midst of catwalks, catalogs, and casting calls right here in the streets of New York. Back home in Nebraska, I was already labeled the fat model, the girl who was pretty for a big girl. Raise your hand if you heard that one. I always hated answering that question. What do you do for a living? I would reply with, well, I'm a model. And I would be so insecure that I would quickly qualify with, well, I'm a plus-size model, hoping that they would stop tensing up and that my insecurity wouldn't show through. As a young model, my confidence was tugged at and pulled in all different directions. I struggled to achieve true confidence. And when I would go home, I would be disgusted with the woman that I saw in the mirror. I was incapable of affirming myself. And to fill a void on the inside, I began to cave to all the vices being thrown my way, between the parties, the alcohol, the men. But in reality, it was my weight that I hated. That I despised. It was the external woman. My insecurities had to be faced head on. Because I, like so many young women, struggled to love the woman I saw inside of the mirror because of society's narrow vision of beauty. And it's really interesting because Dove did a global report on attitudes towards beauty. They surveyed thousands of women and girls in 10 different countries. And do you want to know what the most striking results were? Hope you're ready. Only 2% of women find themselves beautiful. 2%. It's like one table here. I don't know. I don't do math. Don't quote me on that. I'm just a model. As a curvy woman, it was the assumption that I had to look up to Marilyn Monroe or Jennifer Lopez because they were two of the most notable curvy women in society that were being praised for their curves and still are being praised for their curves. Mine are a little bigger. But these weren't my role models. In reality, the woman that I looked up to the most was my mother. She was the one who modeled for me that true beauty comes from within, and that validation and self-worth must also come from within as well. Having that instilled in me in such a young age made me realize in my lowest moments of insecurity that I needed to reclaim my body and its image as my own. I became my own role model. No one else was to have that job. My body, like my confidence, has been picked apart, manipulated, and controlled by others who didn't necessarily understand it. And once I reclaimed ownership over my body, I understood that there was a greater purpose as a woman. As a woman who was redefining preconceived standards of feminine beauty. My confidence, it comes from a place from within. From much greater than my photos or validation from others. And it's really interesting because people in the fashion industry, I actually had an agent tell me, wave money in my face and tell me, if you lose some more weight, you can make a lot more of this. Oh, and P.S., you're never going to be in a magazine. You're never going to be on the covers of any magazines. And honey, I proved them wrong. Ten magazine covers in 2 years, and I was the first woman my size ever on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Never, never let anybody tell you no. Never let anybody tell you you can't. I have achieved, and I am still achieving, what was seemingly impossible. And now, as a body activist, it is my greatest desire to give a voice to young women who struggle to look inside of the mirror and say, I love you, who have relinquished their rights to someone else. I believe beauty truly is beyond size. And with so much emphasis on the external, it's no wonder we all suffer so much internally. It's true, I wasn't able to love and embrace my hips and my weird-shaped butt and the cellulite on my thighs and... I wasn't, not until I loved the woman within. And once that happened, my career, my success, my drive, it all began to follow. It is critical that both men and women create a safe space. Create a safe space for the important women in your lives. For women to be who they are, not hide themselves because of what they're not. If anything, remember this. Be you. Be real. Be authentic. Be your favorite kind of woman. Don't let anybody else take that job. And remember, you're here today because you decided to show up, because you decided to be your own role model and a role model for the women around you. Congratulations, graduates, and thank you very much.
I wanted to share that clip because it seems to be more of the norm for us, especially women, us to have that consciousness of self-hate. I want us today to really hone in on this because I want you to think about the story you tell yourself is the story you live. What is your belief systems about you, your emotions? What do you honestly feel about you? You see, our belief systems, the powerful force of the beliefs contained within our mind is controlling all our decisions. Our beliefs control how we think, how we feel, every moment of our life. What you believe is a key factor to determining what things mean and how you feel when anything occurs in your life. You see, your level of self-love is determined by your beliefs. Your beliefs, your level of self-love is determined by your beliefs, mainly because of the emotions that come along with your beliefs. Your beliefs and your emotions are like brothers and sisters. They are linked. Significant things in your life can be triggered by your emotions. So one of the key concepts that I want you to think about when it comes to self-love and confidence is based on the quality of emotions you feel on a day-to-day basis. If you're constantly down, depressed, bored, and sad, how are you going to give yourself true self-love? When you experience happiness, gratitude, confidence, wealth, abundance on a consistent day-to-day basis, then you're standing on the throne of true self-love, your emotions also have a direct influence on your health and the way you go through life. When I speak about beliefs, I'm referring to the beliefs that you currently hold about yourself, other things, other people in the world. I really talk about this because, ladies, most of you are anywhere from your 30s to up in age on this call. And I've been talking to young girls who've been calling me who want to commit suicide. Before I left Chicago, I had been volunteering in these different youth groups and shelters. And my young girls, I had one girl who called me Friday night. She said, "Can I call you?" And she was just talking about how she's been drinking too much, smoking too much marijuana, all because she can't see her own beauty, her own presence, all because she doesn't recognize that she's talented and gifted and amazing, all because so much self-hatred. I'm like, wow. And so, ladies, we have to get on our job so that we can be an example to those who are coming behind us. So we can stand in our throne, in our queendom, and teach our young girls, those who are coming behind us, how to stand in their queendom, how to stand on their throne, and how to remind themselves of their true beauty. And their true love. Because what is the opposite of self-love? Self-hate consciousness. And this is where a lot of people live. Those who have self-hate consciousness in reality spot flaws within themselves all the time. The first thing they do when they look in the mirror, they point to the negative things. Nobody will ever reach a self-love consciousness with always seeing some kind of part of hating themselves. I know this love consciousness is really an extreme, powerful phenomenon that can influence every cell in your body. But it's your perception of you. You see, it's how you see you. It's you and how you see you on a daily basis. What are you saying to you every day? What are you saying to you when you look in that mirror? What are you truly saying to yourself when you look in that mirror? And that's the thing that I want you to really think about. You see, I had to ask God. Now, even though I had been on my self-love journey for a while, but I'm still not even where I want to be today. Because there's times when I can look in the mirror and still say something that is not all the way positive about something that is so gifted, so wonderful, and so creative, that, and recognizing that I am a gift to the planet. How can I see anything other than the best when I know that I'm an expression of the walking embodiment of the Most High? And I have to go back, and I have to breathe in and restate a powerful statement about myself. Because it's so easy to fall into those old habits. Oh, well, this could be bad. That could be this, though. Oh, wow. But I'm so much better. You see, I remember giving an assignment on the love journey. And it shocked me when I did the assignment, because every assignment I give, I do myself. I remember asking you to carry a small little notebook, and every time you said something negative, put a check so you can monitor your thoughts, right? And I began to monitor my thoughts. I began to pay attention to what I was thinking. And one day I looked up and saw all these check marks and could not believe that was me, because I had saw myself, perceived myself as a very positive person, but I was to other people, but I wasn't so much to myself. You see, it was easy for me to recognize your beauty. It's like, girl, you know you're looking good. Oh, you beautiful, you this, you that, you this. And so I wasn't negative to other people, but I was negative to myself. And that was the day when I recognized that I need to do something different. And I began to pray over my thoughts. And then years later, I remember laying in the bed, in the middle of my bed, and I remember saying to God, teach me, oh Lord, how to see myself like you see me. Can you imagine beginning to see yourself the way God sees you? Can you imagine the confidence? So I read this blog, and I thought it was interesting about confidence. 5 steps to gaining more confidence. So one of the most powerful, important parts of bringing your purpose to life is having confidence. You said without confidence, you see, without confidence, I want you to really hear this, you can never truly live your purpose. Without confidence, nothing happens. Many of my clients have had a moment in their past where they lost their confidence, maybe because of trauma, perhaps because of failure or injury, or because someone else told them they were not enough. They were not enough, and then they believed them. I'm going to stop right there. I believe that most of us, and I can say for me, I can't speak for anybody else, but I want to say, I would just venture to say most of us. But for me, I know that a lot of my self-negative talk came from me not believing I was enough, thinking that I needed to be more of something. Maybe if this was that, maybe if my skin was darker, or maybe if I had a different type of body, or maybe if I, you know, but never quite feeling enough. Have you had a moment or moments where you felt like you lost your confidence? Were we not? He says, because it's not hard, as you may think, for us to get it back. See, as Star Wars draw near, summon the power of the Force. Summon the power of the Force. But seriously, you have a unique gift to give to the world, he says. You have a special and divine purpose, and you were meant for more than your current circumstances. And it's not an ego to think about it. It's not your ego. It's needed to truly bring your purpose to life. Self-confidence is perhaps one of the most important attributes or virtues that you can have. Now, I'm going to be really crystal clear. Confidence is not the same thing as being egotistical. A lot of people think that, oh, I'm so confident. I'm in my ego. No, confidence is the ability to believe in your intuition and your higher power and put it into practice and act on what you know to be true. Let me say that again. Confidence is the ability to believe in your still small voice or that higher power and put into practice and act on what you know to be true. Ultimately, what confidence is to act on what you know to be true. So there's 5 steps to really develop and cultivate your confidence. The first step is to admit the truth. The truth is you are a divine being. The truth is you are a divine being. So how could a divine being anything other? So that what you just said to yourself is not true. So admit the truth. It may not be simple. It's simple but not easy. When we admit the truth, things start to change. One of the things we have to do is stop lying to ourselves. A lot of times when we don't feel enough, when we don't feel good enough, when we're in self-hate instead of self-love, we say no when we want to say no and say, I mean, we say no when we want to say yes, and we say yes when we want to say no. We tell people that are not necessarily the truth. Like, stay in relationships for too long when we know it's time to move on. Instead of saying, I don't love you anymore. And then I eat Cinnabons every night wondering why I can't lose weight. Or I'm really struggling to be a parent because no one's supposed to admit that. Or I'm really having a hard time in my relationship. Or I really hate my job. Whatever the truth is, you can't have confidence if you lie to yourself. So the first thing is we have to do is admit what is the truth for us in this right now moment. And even if we're afraid, we have to live your life afraid. And it's okay because the storms will come, the rise and the fall will come, the darkness will come. I talked about this earlier, that the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. I talked about that earlier this week. Remember, the cave that we fear to enter holds the treasure that we seek. But do it afraid. It's okay to do it afraid because when you do it afraid, you'll start to recognize that life will prove your fears wrong. So won't you do it afraid? Surround yourself with people who support you. How could you possibly have confidence or believe in yourself or even have any type of self-love if you constantly surround yourself by people who are talking crap about you? Think about that. If you're surrounded by people who say you're not enough, you'll never amount to anything, you're never going to do it anyway, this is all just a bunch of crap or BS or whatever it might be. Will you truly ever have self-confidence? The answer is I really don't think so, right? So you want to start to consciously and intentionally surround yourself with people who can lift you up, who will help you believe in yourself because you can certainly believe in yourself that when you got that perfect tribe, and maybe perfect is not the right word, but just a beautiful and amazing tribe. Miriam Williamson calls this her positivity team. So you got to have your team, your tribe, to help pick you back up when your doubts come in, to remind you just how awesome you are. And I just got to say this. How many times do we let things go by and we do not celebrate the small things in life? Let's say you want to lose 100 pounds, you want to release it, and you lost 1 pound. Celebrate. You 1 pound less. And say you want to make $1 million and you made 5. Celebrate. Because this taps you into the attitude of abundance and gratitude. Because really big wins, quantum leaps, and growth happen with a lot of little tiny steps in between. Let me say that again. So many times people want to eat the whole elephant. It's inch by inch, slice of inch. Really, those really big wins, those quantum leaps and growth happen with a lot of little tiny steps in between. So you want to get focused on celebrating and staying in that celebratory energy of celebrating the small wins in your life. Oprah once said this, and I thought it was so incredible. She said, what gives her confidence? She gets confidence by knowing that she is supported by a greater power than herself. Let me say this again. She gets confidence by knowing that she is supported by a power greater than herself. So when you feel small and when you feel like you're not enough, feel supported and know that you are supported by a power greater than yourself. This could be called God, a divine, the divine, or the source, or the spirit guest. Whatever the word is for you, don't get caught up in the semantics, but know that you are supported by a higher power. So if the problem feels really big, what have you done to yourself? You made yourself very small. So if you're feeling small in the face of adversity or in the face of a problem, know that the infinite intelligence, God, source, spirit, your God is there to support you. And so you can turn it over and say, you know what, God? Come Holy Spirit. You know what, source? You know what, divine? I'm having a really difficult process in it with this. And I'm going to need you to come and back me up. I'm going to need your help. And when you make that prayer, prayers are always answered. the moment they are received. So let's recap and admit the truth to ourselves. Let's do it afraid, and let's surround ourselves with people who remind us just how amazing, incredible, extraordinary we are. Celebrate the small things in life and lean on your higher power. And if you do these things, you will suddenly be in the path of the beginning stages of confidence, which can turn into a whole lot of self-love. I love that Oprah quote about confidence. And when I heard her say that recently, it just really blew me away. How else could you really, truly have confidence? If you think you're doing this thing by yourself, you're an ego. If you think that you're doing this alone, you're in your ego. Of course, the miracle says that the lies that the ego believes in, my solitude and my salvation, lies. That's not true. It's when you know that you're supported by a higher power. Or when you ask for help from that support, from your tribe, that's what starts to give you confidence. So my great wish for you today is for you to implement this powerful stuff. I know sometimes it might be difficult when we start. Change might be difficult. But find your positivity tribe. Admit your truth to yourself. Do it afraid. Celebrate your small wins. Surrender your will. Ask the divine to show up, and it will. Be receptive to whatever comes up. I invite you today in this self-love experience to put your self-love and self-care together. And let me know how your self-care is coming out. Let me know how you will implement your self-love care program, so you can start to apply it in ways that you never applied it before. I don't want this just to be another conversation on self-love and self-confidence. I want us to really step into and find out what lights us up. You see, what lights me up is when we can see real transformation. What lights me up is when I see real transformation in my life and in your life. And the way we see transformation is the application of what we learn. You might think knowledge is power, but that's not true. See, when we apply the knowledge, then it's power. Knowledge that's acted upon, that's truly powerful. That is truly powerful. How would you begin your self-love program? What would you do if you haven't put it together? Our children are a representation of what we've been embodied. And I'm not talking about just your children alone. I'm talking about every child is our child. And when we see what's manifesting with our children, we have to ask ourselves, are we teaching our children at home, not by words, but being an example? I was listening to the behind-the-scenes stuff about that young man who created such a heinous act in Florida. And I told my husband, I said, you know, we go through this process of mental illness, and we go through these processes of labeling these people. But where does this stuff start? This young man has only been on the planet, what, was he 19, 20, 18, 16, whatever age he was, years? There's something happening in these households. And we can't give to our children what we don't have. I can't love you if I'm not loving myself. We have to teach our young people self-love care. What does that look like? And when I love Janae and Ingram, when I love and honor the divine presence of me, and I recognize that you are me and I am you and we are one, that anything that I do to you, I'm doing to me. I could not harm you in any way because I know harming you is harming me. today. Our belief system, the veils, the conditioning. You are not a worm considered not worthy enough. None of that is who you are. How can that is such a contradictory of what God said when God said, let there be man. When God said, let there be you, and God blew God's breath into you, God said, I see this, I see it as good and very good. There's nothing unworthy about you. Even in other places in the Bible, God said, I knew you before I placed you in the womb of your mother's belly. And I had plans for you. God said, I have plans for you. I have plans of success for you. God said, it gives me good pleasure to give you the desires of your heart. God said that. That doesn't sound like somebody who's unworthy. And yes, we all have a journey. Even we see the characters in the Bible. When we look at Moses, you think Moses started out with a lot of confidence? He nearly begged God not to be the one to go to the Pharaoh because he stuttered. And he said, God, I know that this has to be an assignment for my brother Aaron. He's much, much more eloquent. God told Moses, absolutely not. You see, Moses, this is your assignment. You see, Moses, I've equipped you for everything you need. Moses was so afraid. And Moses said to God, well, what would I say? And God told Moses, if you open your mouth and take that first step, I'll speak through you. And each time Moses showed up for the job, each time Moses showed up, and it was 10 times. But it was those 9 times that Moses showed up that Moses was ready to part the Red Sea, which was the 10th miracle, if you remember. You see, Moses wouldn't have been able to part that Red Sea in the beginning. That would not have been a place that Moses could have started, because Moses would not have been able to see or believe in the fact that he would have been able to part the Red Sea. It took those different miracles that God keeps showing. If you just keep showing up, and I'll keep showing you how great you are. You see, when it's all said and done, it's me who operates through you. So each time you keep showing up for yourself, and each time you allow the presence of the Most High to operate through you, when it's time to part your Red Sea, you'll be more than capable. And it's not even that you're not more than capable now. It's just most of the time we don't believe we can do it. It wasn't that Moses wouldn't have been able to part the Red Sea from the jump, but he wasn't able to see or believe it. Because remember now, the things that we do comes from the things that we can see. It's when I see it, I can believe it. See it in my mind's eye. The coming attraction, you know, I imagine the definition of imagination is the coming attraction of God's preview of our life. When Moses actually could see himself doing it, and each time he stood a little bit stronger, a little bit stronger. So today, remember, you are the holy ground. So take off your shoes. And what does really taking off our shoes mean? Feet in the Egyptian culture means understanding. God was telling Moses to take the limits off his thoughts. Take the blinders off his understanding. You are an unlimited expression of the Most High. And so as I leave you today, I want to remind you, as you listen to Jay-Z, this is about a minute And it's about belief. You see, it's in the belief. It's in our belief. Today, I want you to change your belief system. What are you believing today? What are you believing? Can you believe that you truly are the gift? Can you believe that you are a magnificent expression? Can you believe it? Not just say, I believe it, but can you truly believe? Down in your soul, believe. Can you love the very essence of all of that you are in this right now moment? Nobody would have believed in him if he didn't believe in himself first. Listen to Jay-Z, as I remind you, you are a gift to the planet. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God, because you are a gift from God. Truly a gift from God. All of you are a gift from God. Everything about you, nothing in your past can stop that. You are the gift. Love, that's the only choice. Remember to live, not just dream, but to live your God-sized dream. And remember the power is inside you. You are the masterpiece. This is Jay-Z.
It's like, you know, don't listen to anyone. Everybody's scared. You know, everyone tells you how things worked out, but it worked out for you that way. Mm-hmm. So don't listen to anyone, mm-hmm. because their experience is unique to who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then a lot of people will try to put their fears on you. You can't do that. No, you can't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they're just projecting. They're putting things that they don't believe that they can do on you. And you may possibly do it. Like my uncle. Like, I don't think he meant that. And I know I'm killing him. I'm saying him so many times. I know he's going to be at Christmas. Like, why do you keep bringing this up? You know, my uncle, he was telling me, like, I'm never going to. My uncle said I never sell a million records. Mm-hmm. I sold a million records like a million times. You know, so he was, I'm sure he, I'm his nephew. I don't think he meant any malice.
He wanted the
he
best
just,
for you, but
he just was
didn't
projecting
believe.
His fears, right. And things that, are you crazy? How are you going to do that? How? You know, I'm sure there's things that I do now that he can't believe that I was able to accomplish. But he couldn't even see it at the time.
Mm.
Yeah. So he was just projecting, putting his fears on me. So the whole thing is just, you know, and always believe you're great, even before anybody else believes it.
I love that. Always believe you're great, even before anybody else believes it. This is Jasmine Sullivan. I am a masterpiece.
That's more like it, New York. No, really, I love you too. So this is supposed to be intimate, right? So as I said before, some years ago, I took a break. No more breaks. And it got to be a little longer than expected, but I never really said why I went on a break. I found myself in a really, really bad situation with a man. And, we saw our name. No, that's right. And it got to be abusive. And, you know, I stayed in the relationship because I loved him. And, love can make you do some really crazy things, and it can make you accept some really, really crazy things. And I thought I was doing what was right. I was trying to stay be the damn chick. Rise up, my man. He gonna get it together. He ain't gonna do it again, y'all. But I had to realize that I had to love myself more than I loved him. And real love doesn't do that. You know that, right? Real love don't hit you. And it took me a long time to come to that place where I truly loved myself and I appreciated myself. But I finally started to do that, and I knew it was best that I had to go. I had to walk away from that situation. And so I wrote this song on my new album, Reality Show. Y'all gonna pick that up, Reality Show? Thank you, guys.
Thank you!
But this song, I debuted actually in London, my first show back. And it's called Mona Lisa, Masterpiece. And now I realize that I am a masterpiece. And I love myself however I come, skinny or thick. Okay? Because it gets hard, you know, in society to appreciate the things about you that are different. And I felt like that for a long time, but now I can finally say I'm free of that. I love myself exactly how I am, and I want you guys to love yourself too. So I want you to check out this song, all right, Mona Lisa.
As the sun shines on all of my clothes.
that was kind of muffled, and when I was listening to it, I hate that it was muffled because I want you to hear the words. She said, my eyes ain't used to these rays. I'm feeling exposed, but I can't hide no more. I can't hide as the sun shines on all of my glory. My flaws don't look so bad at all. What was I afraid of? Because every part of me is a vision of a portrait of Mona Lisa, and every part of me is beautiful, and I finally see that I am a work of art. I am a masterpiece. See, who is this I've tried so long to fight, filling my head with lies that I'm not good enough? Then I heard something in my ear tell me I'm perfect. Now that I know the truth, time to show and prove, because every part of me is a vision of a portrait of Mona Lisa, and every part of me is beautiful, and I finally see that I'm a work of art. I am a masterpiece, and now I see the pretty colors on my canvas. I'm a work of art, a Mona Lisa. I'll share my picture with the world, not afraid to let it show anymore. I can light the night and shine so bright and let my colors paint the sky. I can light the night and shine so bright. There is beauty in my eyes. I can light the night and shine so bright, and I can see it now. I believe it now. I can feel it now. I can light the night and shine so bright. What the world can see me, because I'm a work of art. I'm a masterpiece. I am beautiful. I am Mona Lisa, because every part of me is a vision of a portrait of Mona Lisa, and every part of me is beautiful, and I finally see I'm a work of art. I am a masterpiece. That was the lyrics to the song. All right, family, I just wanted to share that with you and to remind you that you are a masterpiece. What would your self-care program look like? What would your self-care rituals look like? How would you honor the divine presence of God as you today? Love you. Have a great, amazing day.